Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
We are going to check in with Rich Lankov, attorney. Rich, are you with us?
I am. Oh, thanks for having me, Wendy.
Excellent. Capital member Downey and Lankoff. Of course, he's co-host of the Legal Face-Off podcast, which you can find at WGNRadio.com. All right. I want to start out with news that just came over involving Matthew Perry. You know what, Rich? Sometimes I forget that Matthew Perry is no longer with us.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been a couple of years now that he passed away. He was found dead in 2023 in his hot tub. And from a legal perspective, we know that several of his colleagues, I guess for lack of a better term, people who were assisting him getting these drugs, specifically ketamine, were charged. Some settled out. His assistant was just sentenced today to 41 months in prison. For helping supply this this ketamine and distributing it, actually.
And, you know, ketamine, very safe, but it needs to be administered by someone who knows what they're doing, a.k.a. a doctor. That would be helpful.
Yeah, this person, you know, had no medical training. His assistant would inject him with his ketamine, also worked with doctors that we know now were involved, who also were, found guilty or settled out. This was about $50,000 worth of drugs in the week before his death. They had no training, and they knew the most important thing was they knew of his addiction and his struggles. And also, after he died, they concealed evidence. So that was all a factor in the sentence that was handed out today.
Yeah, that's too bad that he passed away. And, I mean, do people think that they're going to get away with this? I mean, I'm thinking Colin brought up Michael Jackson's doctor. You know, there was Elvis's doctor. You can't just do things like that. I mean,
yeah,
especially well, now.
Sure. Right. And the fact that there was, you know, five or six people involved in this literal conspiracy makes it all the more strange that they think that they would be able to cover it up. You know, one sort of golden rule of prosecuting and investigating is, you know, you get one person to flip on the rest. And, you know, in this case, it sounded pretty easy because they, you know, they got jail sentences out of all of them. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's, you know, this was a fairly easy case to try and get a conviction on.
All right, another story in the news. Charlie Kirk was a very polarizing figure, but bottom line is no one should be murdered. And somebody made a post. Why don't you take this story?
Yeah, I mean, the case that settled this week involves a Ball State University employee. Ball State is obviously a state college, and she was fired for a post that she made, you know, that was against Charlie Kirk, said basically that the Second Amendment lives, and she was fired for that post. She filed a lawsuit alleging that her First Amendment rights were violated because she was fired, and she was awarded, I mean, she settled for $225,000. And the key distinction here for your listeners is that she was a government employee. And, you know, we kind of take it for granted that we're all protected by the First Amendment. But remember, the First Amendment applies to government action, right? The First Amendment literally says the word, no government can, and then the rest of the word. So if she was fired from a private employer, say she worked for a daycare company, for example, instead of Ball State, she would not have a cause of action under the First Amendment. But because she was literally fired by the government, that violates the First Amendment, and that's why she got this award.
All right. I didn't realize that was the stipulation, because obviously if you work at a company and you post something on social media that is not a nice thing, I mean, they could fire you, right? A private company?
100%. And we saw, you know, lots of examples of that in the wake of the Charlie Kirk shooting. that lots of people who were expressing their feelings on social media were fired by their employer. And, you know, they have every right to do that if it's a private employer. You know, there might be some other things involved, like a contract, for example. But barring that, your private employer has the right to curtail your speech. The federal government or the state government, in this case, does not have that right because, you know, you're protected by the First Amendment. So that's the distinction. And we've seen a lot of cases brought by these fired employees alleging that, you know, they should be owed back pay and damages, et cetera. And, you know, this is one example of several settlements after these cases have been litigated.
I love this. I thank you for making sense of all this stuff. There was a construction worker who was catapulted out of a porta potty, and you take this one too.
I mean, we're covering this in Legal Face Off tomorrow, and the title of our subject is "You Can't Make This SH Up."
Yes.
Because, you know, we cover a lot of lawsuits involving questionable damages. This guy was using a porta potty in a construction site in Times Square, and he says in his lawsuit that the porta potty was not secured adequately and that he fell over and injured himself, and that injury resulted in him having his sex life destroyed. I'm not really sure what the nexus is. You know, he hasn't explained that in his lawsuit between falling over in presumably, you know, poop and other stuff that people put in these receptacles. But he's asking for damages because his sex life has been altered by the exploding porta potty.
That is an interesting one. I can't wait to hear the outcome of this. Can I just put a public service announcement out there? I mentioned this, you know, porta potty season is coming because summer is here. I went to use one time and it was dark. I didn't really pay attention. And, you know, a lot of times you hover in a porta potty situation because you don't know what's been there before you. And somebody put the lid down. And needless to say, there was some splashing going on, and
oh, wow.
I was, my pants were wet. And so just a public service announcement, don't put the seat down in a porta potty. It's not like you need good behavior. I mean, you know, try and stay within the target, but you don't have to put the seat down like you do at home. Just my word of the wise.
I frankly was not aware there was a seat in the porta potty. My lesson is just don't look down. Just whatever you do, don't look. That's like looking into the abyss down there.
I know.
Want to see what's floating around. It's just, there's lots of stuff, I assume, in there. I've never looked down.
Okay, but if the lid is down, there's some splashing going on. And so, people, don't put the lid down. Rich, we have to take
it. By the way, I do appreciate the little sink outside the porta potty where you have to crank it with your feet.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the 1800s or something. It's awesome.
And then there should be a butter churner, like, right next to
exactly.
it. All right, hold your thought. We have a couple more stories, but we have to take a quick break, and then we return with Rich Lang.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
All right, so I think of Joey Chestnut, and he is going to be able to participate this year, is he not?
On probation, yes.
What is this?
Permission. Well, you would think maybe he was thrown in jail for, you know, disgustingly wetting hot dogs and eating them. That to me is a crime in and of itself, but
yep.
No, it wasn't for that. It was for, he was charged or pled guilty for misdemeanor battery resulting from slapping a guy in Indiana.
Who hasn't?
Back in April. I mean, it's Indiana and you're eating hot dogs. What else are you going to do? Yeah, he said it was a misunderstanding, and, you know, the police said he was drunk and didn't remember this altercation. It was taken out of context, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, he's going to be allowed to get back into the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest for, who knows, it seems like 20 years probably, something like that.
Yeah, he is the reigning champion, 17-time winner of the Nathan's famous international hot dog eating contest. Every 4th of July, a spectacle. You're right. They just dip it in the water and don't chew it either. That's not how you enjoy a hot dog.
He also, you might be interested in knowing, he also competed most recently in the Ultimate Bologna Showdown in Tennessee for third straight years. He consumed 16 pounds of bologna. Bologna, however you want to pronounce it.
Oh, God. That is so gross. I do like a good fried bologna sandwich, though. I haven't had one in a very long time.
Absolutely.
All right. And Britney Spears, I was thrifting the other day, and I saw a Save Britney T-shirt. I almost bought it. How's she doing now?
We don't think she's doing that well. I mean, we just, you know, these stories come out kind of in drips and drabs as the body cam video is released, and your listeners are probably aware that she was pulled over again for erratic driving a couple of months ago in L.A., she apologized. And what's news this week is some of the audio from the video was released, and, you know, she asked them to she asked the police officers to come to her house for dinner. She says she has a pool. She says she'll make them lasagna or whatever they want. She said that her kids were coming to the house that night. She smelled of alcohol. She said that on a scale of 0 to 10, in terms of sobriety, she was a 0, which was contrary to the officer's observations,
yeah,
of course. But yeah, having some rough times, apparently.
I feel sorry for Britney Spears. I'm probably the only one, but she wasn't ready to handle all the fame that she got.
Yeah, apparently not. I mean, she's had her run-ins, and again, this is, I think, the second or third DUI. So yeah, unfortunate for sure.
And so she is no longer under conservatorship, right?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, actually, we covered the story after that. After the, you know, hugest conservatorship battle, the governor of California, Newsom, signed a bill limiting conservatorships. So kind of interesting legislative aspect of it. But, yeah, I mean, that was covered extensively.
44 years old, Britney Spears, and Snoopy is getting sued. What's going on?
Yeah, there's a someone is using the IP from Peanuts, which they have a license for the images and the characters in a video game. But what they did not contract for that has resulted in this lawsuit is the music, right? And very famously, there are several songs in the Peanuts cartoons that are very well known and associated with the brand and have a lot of value. And I guess the contract did not include rights to the music. And that's why this company called Game Mill that produces a video game has been hit with a copyright lawsuit. So, you know, we cover these stories all the time on Legal Face-Off. The lesson always is, like, don't use stuff without permission. I know that's a very legalistic sounding opinion, but anytime you're using valuable IP, and certainly Peanuts has been around a long time, generated lots of money, you obviously need to get permission from the owners of it before you use it. Even if you think you have the rights, check the contract.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff to me seems like common sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, especially if you go to the trouble of, you know, paying for the rights to one piece of it, make sure you have the rights to all of it. Obviously, they can claim that they were ignorant because they paid a lot of money to use, you know, part of the IP. So they should have paid for the rest of it.
IP, of course, intellectual property. Thank you very much.
There you go. Spoken like a true lawyer.
Yeah, well, I'm not. But if I ever need one, I know who to call.
Anytime.
Attorney Rich Lankoff, Capital member Downey and Lankoff, and also you can catch him as a co-host of Legal Face Off. And you said you're going to be covering the porta potty story. Someone did text us, and I thought it was great, that said, 773, catapulted in a porta potty. I never thought I would hear those words together unless I was watching an episode of Monty Python.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll check out Legal Face-Off at WGNRadio.com. Thank you so much, Rich.
Thanks. Appreciate being on.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.